Welcome to the 7 in 10 podcast. I'm guest host Darren Clark, and I'm on a mission to spread more awareness. We'll be chatting to educational specialists to bring you inspirational stories and to discuss all things SEN. You can find us on Facebook at 7 in 10, where you can find out more about what we discuss and all our up-and-coming episodes.
Hi, can you tell us your name, a little bit about your background and where you're from?
Yes, my name is David Rounds. My company's called Mighty Writer. When I got married in 2011, my wife was a teacher. My background was going into organisations and changing them. Emma said there was a real problem with children's literacy. It's a bit difficult for children to learn literacy. I did my MBA before. I used to use mind maps. And I thought, I'm sure, and in my arrogance, I thought we could sort this out. So we started developing Mighty Writer. We launched 16. It's just amazing. We're now in 47 countries. They were in special schools, high ability schools. We're in Africa, Asia. You know, there isn't a child on the planet this won't transform the literacy of. You know, it's a very tactile resource, very simple. It's not rocket science. It's in a mat with a Velcro. It's just a matter of using images and symbols. You know, in the summer, I gave a presentation to a school in the middle of the Serengeti in Tanzania, and they bought three sets. Unfortunately, I did it by Zoom, they didn't get there. But it's just a passion about every child on the planet. Doesn't matter if they're SEN or EAL or whatever. We can transform their literature. It's not hard to do.
So what got you into this? I know you mentioned about your wife as a teacher.
Yeah.
What was the kind of the driving force to think, actually, I needed to make this product, this change, and help people?
Well, I could see that Emma was a really talented teacher. So I knew then there was a general problem with children's literacy. When I did the mind maps in my MBA, everyone said I'd used it. I was a real advocate of using mind maps. I'd been to a conference with Tony Buzan in Dorchester. And I just thought, I'm sure there's a way we can do something here. And it was a product idea. We just got married. I thought, let's do something to change the world. I'm very someone who wants to make a real difference. And that's how I've gone into like backward changing organizations. Let's change the world. Let's do something with literacy. And Emma was saying, if you change a child's literacy, you change their life. So I thought, we've got the tools to do this. It's just a matter of developing it. And we launched with one sample, the education show in March 16. And we had also people crying, so it impacted us. So I thought, we got a product here, so let's make it, and off we go. So and now we're in 47 countries.
That's an incredible journey. And how long has your organization been doing what you're doing?
March 16, we launched.
And to get into that many different countries. So what have you found within the way that different countries operate? So the child's learning is different. Say in Africa, from the UK, what's that kind of been the experience?
It's school is different. It's different, and Emma, all our training is free and online. So we sort of, Emma will do sessions via Zoom. And Zoom and Teams have really helped enable us to make sure the training is free and unlimited for life, because otherwise you just wouldn't be able to do that. So it doesn't matter whether you're doing it in Africa. For instance, this week, there was a head who formerly been a head in London, was so impressed with it. She's now in Qatar. She's got 18 form entries schooling in Qatar. So she wants it throughout her schools in Qatar. And we've said, look, we're going to make half English, half Arabic version. So it's dual language. So you can just, and that's going to be fantastic in sort of Arabic languages. They can learn Arabic and learn English. Just make that dual language literacy.
Where do you think your love and passion of making a difference and change has come from? Because you're incredibly passionate, which is amazing. And you're making an amazing change on a global scale. Where do you feel that's come from?
I don't know. It's just something inside. You want to do, some people talk. But I've always wanted to walk the walk and make sure we do. So when I've gone into organizations, sometimes you go through this, what's called the top end, the forming, storming, norming, performing. And you really, once you go through that story phase, you come out of that. I used to be lava lamps, good example. You really do get a fantastic company with people who are really motivated, really creative, really drive you forward, focus on the customers, come out with great products.
And what's kind of the plans going forward? I mean, you're in multiple countries and you're obviously speaking to people on a global scale. What's your kind of plans going forward?
I'd like to get into China as a big way. I'd like to get to India in a big way. But also Africa. So we did a webinar for a charity in Malawi. Of course, the problem the charity was saying is the teachers will steal it because they've got no money to sell it for food. and they don't really know how to construct a sentence. So that's our biggest challenge. And those sort of Africa countries where, you know, they'll steal it, the product to sell it because they've got no money. How do you overcome that? I think that's the biggest challenge. But for instance, people put money into building airports in Africa. Well, if they put it into education, they can do it themselves. And that's the main thing. Get the root cause. Wherever the child, give them a proper education, whether they're special needs or high ability or anything in between. And once they do that, they're away.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. And thank you for everything you do for the community in your products. It's been inspirational speaking to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on CERN in 10. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. You can catch all of our episodes at www.cernin10.co.uk. You can also find us across social media at CERN in 10. Be sure to give us a follow to keep up with the latest news. And thanks again for listening, and we'll see you again next time.